we should, of course, turn our focus to the FIFA World Cup because it's now entering the knockout phase and the Socceroos have turned their attention to their next opponent, Egypt. Now, Egypt are armed with one of the most dangerous goal scorers in the English Premier League, their captain, Mohamed Salah. So the Egyptians will be tough to beat in Saturday's clash. And this all comes as the Socceroos manager, Tony Popovic, has urged a higher level of football debate in Australia as he continues to mix up his starting lineups. So joining me to discuss is former Socceroo, Bruce Gitte. Bruce, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, this FIFA World Cup has had a bit of a different look and feel to it given the expanded 48-team format. We've now got to the knockout stage. What have you made of the group stages and the new third-place standings?
Look, I think it's been fantastic. You know, there's some beautiful, amazing stories that otherwise would never have been told coming off the back of it. When you think of Cape Verde, Democratic Republic of Congo, even Canada now winning this morning and qualifying for the round of 16, there's some brilliant football stories coming off the back of it with the expanded tournament. And the third-placed teams, you know, every game's hard when you go into the knockout stages. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's made it more interesting. It's made it even more global. If you could have a more global event than the Football World Cup. So I think it's been a huge tick.
Yeah, so if we look now at the Socceroos then, they're through and they'll face Egypt on Saturday morning. What do you think this moment means for the sport more broadly in Australia? It's a huge opportunity.
It is a huge opportunity and it's so amazing. You know, every few years when there's a Women's World Cup or a Men's World Cup and the Socceroos or Matildas are playing, just the way that they bring the whole country together. When you looked at the active sites all around the country, you know, you've got people from all walks of life coming together. So it's really special. Even non-traditional football fans are fans of the Socceroos and Matildas. There's a patriotism to it as well. So it is really beautiful to see. And sometimes you forget because they're 4 years apart, the Men's World Cup. You forget just how significant a moment these are. I remember back to Germany 2006 when the Socceroos were playing Italy. I still remember that like it was yesterday. This is another opportunity for a new generation of players to make history and to imprint themselves in Australian public minds.
Now, there's been a lot of focus on the starting lineups that we've seen for the Socceroos throughout the tournament so far. As we come into this match against Egypt, we have two key squad members who have been ruled out, Matthew Lecchie and Jacob Italiano. But we've also got Tony Popovic saying, look, there's a bit too much focus on the team selection. What do you make of the discussion about his choices? Is it a reasonable amount of scrutiny by the media or do you think he's been unfairly pressed on these points?
I think it's a reasonable amount of scrutiny, absolutely. I mean, I watched an interview the other day, Carlo Ancelotti, one of the world's greatest ever managers, former Real Madrid manager, is now coaching Brazil at this World Cup. You want to talk about scrutiny, try coaching Brazil. You know, and in his interview, it was very clear. He said, look, I understand my job. I've been in this game a long time. I know that if we win the World Cup, we've played beautiful football and had a great World Cup. And if we lose in one of the knockout stages, it's been an absolute disaster because this job is about results. So, you know, it's going to be absolutely normal that when a coach makes a decision and the team doesn't perform, there's going to be increased scrutiny. When a coach makes a decisions on players and they do perform and the team plays well, there's going to be praise. It's very up and down. It's very volatile. That's the nature of the job. So I think that's just the scrutiny is normal, absolutely. Could be a hell of a lot more. You know, there's countries where the whole newspaper is full of football and full of analysis from a range of different pundits. Here we get very, very little print media you know, television coverage. So, you know, there's not a huge deal of scrutiny. People are entitled to their opinions. Popovic is very well experienced. He doesn't have a glass jaw and he'd understand absolutely that you know, he will rise and fall on the results.
Former Socceroo Bruce Jaddei is with me on Radio National Breakfast. So, Bruce, in your view, what are Australia's odds of making it through this game with Egypt? They've obviously got a superstar with Mohamed Salah there from, you know, he's a leading captain in the English Premier League, but he's got some injury cloud. Does that tilt the pendulum in our favour, do you think?
Absolutely, because he's a game-changing player. He can turn a game on a dime. They do have other great players in Marmoush and others. So a very talented Egyptian squad. But the beauty about the Socceroos, in my view, is that they'll never let you down. So when you know, everything's against them, when no one's backing them, when everyone's expecting nothing from them, they will come out. And they won't just surprise Australians, they'll surprise the whole world. They've got this knack of when they're really up against it, the better the opposition gets, they can really stand up and be counted. And I expect that type of performance from the Socceroos. And one of the great things about Popovic as a coach is he's an exceptional motivator. So, you know, the pre-game talks, the halftime talks, he can really make a difference. And that's when his coaching prowess really comes to the fore. I think you would have seen that, obviously, pre-Turkey game as the boys came out firing. And at halftime against the US on the back of a poor first half, they came out in the second half and performed really, really well. So, you know, I think he'll have the players and the team ready to go against Egypt in the morning on Saturday.
And what about you and the other fans? If I'm right, you took your own kids out of school to watch the Socceroos last Friday. Is it going to be that case again this week?
Well, the game's at, I think, 4 a.m. Adelaide time.
So oh, too early, of course.
They won't be at school and it's on a weekend. So, it's, you know, the teachers won't have any complaints from me.
We don't have to worry. We can happily be up in the early hours of the morning and not have to worry about school or sport the next day. I like the commitment. Bruce Jaddei, thank you very much for speaking to me on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.